We're up to the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek Shlishi on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph about a Zav. Let's give a little bit of introduction to the case of a Zav, the case of a Nida, the Poleta Shechvas Zera. A Zav is a person who, because of a certain disease, from his privates, he sees something that looks like semen. If he sees one such ziva, then he's a balkeri, and all he needs is tefillah, and he's tummy until the evening. If he sees two rios of a zav, then he becomes a zav, and he has a tuma chamura. He has to count seven nikiyim, and then he's tovel b'yom hashvi, and then he's tar ba'erev. If he sees three rios of a zav, then he's a zav gomur, and after 8 days, in order to achieve Tara, it's not enough. It's not enough that he be Tovel, and he has to wait till the night. He also has to bring, on the 8th day, Karbonos. He has to bring Shtei Torim, or Shnei Bnei Yonah, one for a Chatos, one for an Ola. And all this is codified by the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Mechusrei Kapara. Then we get on to Anida. Anida is a woman who had dam coming from the makar. She's tmeya shivas yamim. After 7 days, she's toveles, and she's tahora. A poleta shichvas zera has the same status as a tuma of a balkeri, and this is derived from Maimed Har Sinai. Bnei Yisrael were commanded in Prisha, they had to separate from their wives for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai, so that the women would not be tmeos of tumas keri at the time of Matan Torah, if they were Poleta Shichvas Zora. After 3 days, the Shichvas Zora is called Masrachas, it's Sirochon, and it doesn't generate Tumah. So getting to our Mishnah, Zav Shera Keri, so we're talking about a Zav who has a Tumah Chamura of 7 days, because he had two Re'ios, and he saw Keri. During the days of his Tumah, he saw Keri. And he now has both Tumas Zav and Tumas Keri, an overlap of both Tumos, the Tumah Chamura and the Tumah Kala. A similar case is Venida, who also has the Tumah Chamura of Shivas Yomim, and now Polta Shichvas Zera from a Bia that she had before, her Nidus. So now she has a combination overlap of Tumas Nida, a Tumah Chamura of 7 days, and a Tumas Keri. And Vamashameshes Sherasa Nida. Here's a woman who had an intimate relationship, and afterwards, after the intimacy, she saw Dam Nida. And since she was Mishameshes, since she had this intimate relationship, her din, her status is that of a Balkeri. So she has now a combination of Tumas Nida and Tumas Keri. Now, if this Zav wants to study Torah, or let's say this woman that we've described wants to daven a Shmon Esrei, so in both cases, we require tefillah. The tefillah is meaningful and effective to be mitar them from Tumas Keri, even though it's not meaningful or effective to be mitar them from all their Tumah, from the Tumas Ziva, the Tumas Nida. And Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't need a tefillah for Divrei Torah. The Gemara says, Iboilahu, there's a suffix about the following question, Balkeri Shara Ziva. If a Balkeri, after he became Tomei Betumas Keri, he contracted Tumas Zav. The Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, would Rabbi Yehuda be Mode, then in this case he needs a tefillah to be Osek B'Torah. And the reason for that is because initially he became a Balkeri, even before he became a Zav, and therefore, as a Balkeri, he needs Tevilah in order to be Mitar himself from Tumas Keri, and allow him to recite Kriyat Shema to be Osek B'Torah. Or should we say no, that since he now became a Zav, and he has a Tumah Chamura, then Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no such thing as tefillah here, to remove the status of Balkeri, and therefore he's not even obligated in Tvila. He's allowed to study Torah even without Tvila. And the Gemara analyzes the Tzadim of the Safiki Potar, Rabbi Yehuda. Shall we say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you put from Tvila, if you have this overlap of Tumas Ziva and Tumas Keri, is because Hossam, our Mishnah is talking about a case of Zav Shara Keri. In other words, he started with the Tumah Chamur of Ziva, and after he became a Zav, he saw Keri. His Meikara from the very get-go, La Bar Tvilahu. He's not obligated in tefillah in order to be osik b'Torah, because since at the time that he became tuma b'tumas rishona, he was the tuma and tumas ziva and the tuma chamura. So even though he has now an overlap of tumas ziva, which is the tuma chamura, and tumas keri, nevertheless the takanas Ezra requiring a balkeri to be tovil before he's allowed to study Torah only applied to a Balkeri, but it didn't apply to other Tmeim. And therefore, this Tumas Keri, which is relatively light, it's called a Tuma Kala, relative to the Tuma Ziva of a Zav, who's Tomi Tuma Chabura, this Tumas Keri is not a Tuma which could generate an Iser of Esek B'Torah. It wasn't included in the Takanas Ezra. Aval Balkeri Shara Ziva, but if we flip it around, he was first a Balkeri and then became a Zav. To me, Kara from the beginning, when he became Tomei with his first Tuma, namely Tumas Keri Bar Tvilahu, he became obligated by virtue of the Takanas Ezra to be Tovel before he studies Torah. Is Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that from the beginning he was a Bar Tvila. He was chayev in tefillah in order to be osik b'Torah. And now Rabbi Yehuda would say, despite the fact that he became tamei, he contracted a tumas ziva, tumah chamura, nevertheless, mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's chayev in tefillah. Oh, dilma lo shno, maybe it makes no difference. And even in the case where he contracted the state of tumas keri first, and then he saw ziva afterwards, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda would say he's potur from tefillah, because the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is that if the tefillah is an all or nothing proposition, if it can be metaheresim from all his tumah, then there's tefillah. But if his tefillah is not capable of being metaher him, then he doesn't have a takonis tefillah, and he's mutar b'divrei Torah because he's not included in tefillah. Tashma, the Gemara says, now we could be poshut the suffix from our Mishnah. Hamishameshes virasa nida. So she had an intimate relationship of Tashmish, and now she sees dam nida. The Tanakhama says, tzricha tvila. She needs tvila in order to allow her to daven, and that tvila is going to be matir the tumah of Mishameshes, which is equivalent to the tumah of Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says that she does not need tefillah and she can recite the Shemone Esrei without going to the mikvah. And the Gemara asks the following, Vaha Mishameshes Virasa Nida. The case in our Mishnah is that she had Tashmish Amita, and then she saw Nida, Dam Nida. So from the get-go, Meikara, from the moment that she saw that she had a Tashmish Amita, she had the status of Balkeri, and then she sees Dam Nida. Is her status is the same as that of a male who was a Balkeri initially, and later he saw Ziva, and he contracted a Tumah Zav. And nevertheless, despite that fact, Kapata Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Chi of Tefillah, even though her status as a Poletes preempted her status as Tumas Nida. So at one point in time, she was Chayeves Tefillah, in order to be matir her to recite Shmon Esrei, but nevertheless, now she's in a state of being because of her dam's nida, a tuma chamura which doesn't allow her to be tovel, And Rabbi Yehuda would insist that therefore there's no tefillah. There's no such thing as a meaningful tefillah now for the situation of Baal Keri as a Meshameshes, she's a Baal Keri. And therefore, there's no requirement of tefillah at all. And she could happily stand in Shmon Esrei without tefillah. We find this also explicit in a Braisa, Tani, Rabbi Chia Beheja. Beheja means explicitly, Baal Keri Shara Ziva Tzorech Tevila Rabbi Yehuda Poter. That Rabbi Yehuda's Ptur applies even in a case where he was a Baal Keri initially, Meikara, and then he became a Zav. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says he's Potur from Tevila, and he's allowed to read Kriyat Shema, he's allowed to learn Divrei Torah, even without tevila. Now, to explain the machlokas here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, we would suggest the following. Everybody agrees that if a person has multiple tumas, he cannot be tovel and be metayer himself if he'll be left with a tuma achas after his tevila. It's an all or nothing procedure. However, in the case of a tuma achas chamura, in addition to that tumah, he has a tumah kala, relatively light. In this particular situation, tumah which is inherently and essentially kala now becomes a tumah chamura. Why? Because the tumah, so-called chamura, of zav or nida does not generate any isur of kriyas haTorah, of limud Torah. The tumah of Keri, paradoxically, even though it's essentially inherently a tumah kala, but nevertheless it has this chumrah that it generates an iser of Talmud Torah and under the Takanas Ezra. And the Tanakhama therefore says that the tevila is meaningful for the tumah chamura. Again, when I say tumah chamura, I mean in this particular circumstance, in this scenario, it's a tumah chamura because it generates this unique iser of Esek HaTorah. So if it's considered like a tumah chamura, then tevila is valid, it's meaningful to be metayer him from Keri as a tumah chamura. That would be the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says that when the Gezerah was instituted on a Baal Keri that he's enjoying from studying the Torah, that's not a chumrah in the tum itself. That's just an isa gavra that he's not allowed to be osek b'Torah until he's metayer himself, which resulted from the tum itself. But it's not a chumrah in the tumah. The tum itself is a tumah kala from beginning to end, from soup to nuts. It never becomes a tumah chamura. It happens to be that as a result of this tumah called keri, there's an iser for him to be osik b'Torah until he's metayer himself. And that tevila could only be meaningful if it could serve as a conduit to bring this tamei into a state of tara, which it could have been had he only been a Baal Keri, but now that he's also a zav, there's no way that this tevila could be metayer him. And if it can't be metayer him, then it's a meaningless tevila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we have to assume that Ezra never instituted his Gzeres Takana in a case when tefillah is impossible or meaningless, i.e., when in addition to Tumas Keri, he contracts a Tuma Chamura. Hadron Alecha, Perek Misha Meso. Now we'll begin the fourth Perek of Yitz Hashem, and we're going to talk about Zmani HaTefillah. We're going to talk about Nusach HaTfilos. We're going to talk about on what situations, circumstances, you can be Makatsa, you can pray an abridged Tfila. We're going to talk about the way you should stand during Tfila, Tzuras Amida, how you should daven, and what you should do if you're on the road. These are some of the issues that are going to be addressed. So let's begin our Mishnah with the study of Zmanei HaTfilos. Tfilas HaShachar is Ad Chatzos. We don't know exactly when is the earliest time to daven, but the Mishnah is addressing the latest time to daven, and that's up to Chatzos. That's the Tanakhama's view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos, until the end of the fourth hour. Now the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is about which is the latest hour of the Boker, as far as Tefillah is concerned. According to the Chachamim, Boker extends all the way till Chatzos. And the reason for that is because Tefillah is connected to Tmidim, and the Tomid Shel Shachar, it says, as HaKefes HaChatase BaBoker, the Tomid Shel Shachar can be brought up until Chatzos. And the Tefillah of Shachar is meant to correspond to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, and therefore the Tefillah Shel Shachar is until Chatzos. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Boker only extends until the fourth hour. And even though the Tomid Shel Shachar would be Karev in the Boker, but it would be Karev before the fourth hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Zman Tefillah Shachris is until the end of the fourth hour, the Rambam explains here in Pirush HaMishnayos that we're talking about Shos Manios, which means that we divide up the day into 12 hours, and each of these 12 hours are equal in length, and those are called Shos Manios. And the Zman of Tefillah Shachris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is up until the end of the fourth hour, which is one-third of the day. And the Magen Avraham writes that Monim Osam Me'alos HaShachar, the earliest time for kicking off this 12-hour period, is Alos HaShachar. So it's from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. That's going to be the period of time that we're going to divide up into 12 segments in order to calculate Shos Manios, from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. Now it's interesting that the Tana began the laws of Kriyat Shema back in the first Mishnah in the Masechta on Daf Beis, and it began with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Only later on did the Tana explain the details of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Here, in the case of Tefillah, we're not talking about Kriyat Shema, the Tana begins with the dinim of Tefillah Shachris, and only afterwards to explain the dinim of Tefillah Arvis. So in Kriyat Shema we started with Arvis, and we went to Shachris. In Tefillah we're starting with Shachris, and then we continue with Arvis. And perhaps the reason for this is that when the Tana begins at the beginning of the Masechta in Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, because of the parasha of Ubishal Bechav Kumecha, which puts Tefillah Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, we understand now that why in Tefillah he doesn't begin with Tefillah Arvis, because this pasuk of Ubishal Bechav, which indicates Kriyat Shema at night, has no relevance or bearing on Tefillah Arvis. Now the Mishnah goes on to address the question of Tefillas Mincha. When is the time for Tefillas Mincha? And again, we're talking about the latest time for Mincha, is Ada Erev. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, Ad Plag HaMincha. That we're going to take the time from Mincha Ketana till Shkia, and we're going to divide it in half. Now, Mincha Ketana begins 3 hours into the afternoon. So when you have 3 hours and let's say another 3 hours, then you end up with Plaga Mincha. And that's a Shah Verivia before Sofayom. It's an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Now, we mentioned the Magen Avraham Shita that you calculate the day to divide up into 12 parts by counting the hours from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis. The Gaon, on the other hand, his sheet is that we count from Hanetzach Chama until Shkia. Now, the beginning of Tefillas of Zman Tefillas Shachris is what's called Ola Barak HaShachar, Veheir Pnei Mizrach. This is the earliest time for the bringing of the Karban Tumah Shel Shachar. And even though L'chatchila, as we'll see later on, the Zman for Shachris is HaNetzach Chama, and that would fulfill the mitzvah of Vasikin, nevertheless, if he prayed before that time, he was Yotze. And before that time would be what we call Misha'ol HaShachar. Our Tana does not address the issue of the beginning, the earliest time for tefillah, because that's considered a little bit more simple and straightforward. But the Sovzman tefillah, that's already more complicated. It has to do with the minutiae, the details of Hakrovas HaTamid. When is the latest time for the Karban Tamid? Now, why is the second tefillah called Mincha? And the simplest answer is because it corresponds to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and even though the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought in the morning, and therefore we would be makriv the Karban Mincha in the afternoon, we didn't call the Tfilas HaShachar a Mincha, because we can call it Shachris. But when we get to the second half of the day, then that prayer could only be called Mincha. You can't call it by any other name. So again, even though the name Mincha, which refers to the Karban Tamid, the Mincha was brought together as an accompaniment with the Karban Tamid, so that word Mincha would be just as appropriate for Shachris as it was for Mincha. And for that matter, we could have called Tfilas Shachris Mincha. But Shachris has its own name, and that's the name that we're going to choose, because we don't want to confuse it with the name for Mincha. Mincha has no other alternative name. We had a Gemara, by the way, back on Daf Vav Amud Beis, that a person should be very careful and meticulous about Tfilas Mincha, because Eliyahu HaNavi his Tfilas were responded, were answered at Mincha time. And Elio perhaps was answered by God at the time of the Akravas HaMincha, and therefore we call it Mincha. The Tfilas Mincha is called Mincha because of the Akrava of the Mincha that was brought by Elio HaNavi, and Hashem responded to his prayers Mincha time in the afternoon. Now the Mishnah says Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. When exactly is the latest time for Mincha? What does it mean Ad HaErev? The Mordechai is of the opinion that Ad HaErev means until Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Shagas Aryeh is medayik the same conclusion. He comes to the same conclusion from Rashi. Divra Maskel Ad HaMincha Ad. And we're talking about until it gets dark out, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. However, Rabbeinu Yonah, in a paragraph that starts with Tfilas HaMincha, he writes that the intention of the Mishnah is until Shkiyas HaChama, not until Tzeis HaKochavim. And he proves it from a famous principle in the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Vav, that Dam, in this case we're talking about the Dam of the Karban Tamid, and specifically the Talmud of Bein Arbayim, is Nifsal Lizrika B'Shkiyah Sachama. The Zrika, which is the main avodah, has to take place by day, and after Shkiyah, it's no longer day. And Tfilas Mincha corresponds to the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, and the Talmud B'Ikaro is the Zrika Saddam. So just like we say the Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyah Sachama, so too the Zman Mincha is until Shkiyah Sachama. However, many of the Achronim reject this proof of Rabbeinu Yonah, and they hold that the Zman of Mincha is up until Tzeis HaKochavim L'maisa. We are Machmir, and we want to daven Mincha before Shkia. However, there are Chassidim, as you all know, that daven Mincha much later, And again, that's reflected in the Rishonim, in the Shita, the Mordechai, and perhaps even Rashi Shita, that Ad HaMincha, Ad HaErev here means Ad Chashecha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Plaga Mincha. The latest time for Tfilas Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Now, the word plag, as we said earlier, is to split. So we're going to take the last part of the afternoon and we're going to split it in half. Now, the last part of the afternoon, which is otherwise known as Mincha Ktana, is 2.5 hours at the end of the day, towards the end of the day. And when we split it, we get an hour and a quarter, and that's called Zman Plaga Mincha. Chachamim hold that the Zman of Mincha is till the Erev, because Minchas Tom and Shel Bein Arbayim was brought until Lila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tfilas Mincha corresponds and was enacted Keneged HaKtores, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Aleph, Tikon Tfilasi Ktores Lefanecha Masa Iskapai Minchas Erev. And therefore, the Ktores can only be brought until Plag HaMincha. The Gaon says that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that since we must assume that the Mincha that accompanied the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought up until Plag HaMincha, because they had to be Makriv afterwards, Chavitin and Nesachim, the Levim had to recite the Shira, and then they would light the Neros in the Heichal on the menorah. So Tfilas Mincha would not be any later than Plag HaMincha. Now the Mishnah goes on to speak about Ma'ariv. Tfilas HaErev Ein La Keva. In other words, there's no specific time in the night that limits the fulfillment of this Tfilas HaErev, but rather it's Kol HaLaila, the entire night is suitable for Tfilas Arvis. So basically what we're saying here is that with regard to Arvis, we have a very, kind of flexibility regarding the time, and it's Ein Lo Keva. And the Gemara later on is going to derive from this Ein Lo Keva that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Now, it would seem that there are two dinim here. Number one, the meaning of Ein Lo Keva means that it doesn't have a Zman Kavua, but rather it's Kol HaLaila. And the Mishnah didn't tell us that Zman is Kol HaLaila, but rather it says Ein Lo Keva. And the reason why the Mishnah used the term Ein Lo Keva instead of Zman HaKol HaLaila is to indicate that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The Rambam adds another element, and that is that since Ma'ariv doesn't have the same level of Chiyuv as Shachris and Mincha, that's why Chazal were not makbid on the Zman, and a person could Daven Ma'ariv all the way up till Alos HaShachar. The Gaon says that Ein Zman Kavul Tfilas Arvis Bifnei Atzma, but rather the Zman of Arvis is when it's impossible to daven any other tefillah, which means neither Mincha nor Shachris. And that's what the Tan of our Mishnah meant to say when he said Ein Lo Keva. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, and this is the conclusion of the Mishnah, of the S, Mishel Musafim, the Zman of Tfilas Musaf is Kol HaYom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. So according to the Tanakama, Musaf can be daven any time during the day, Kol HaYom, and the reason for that is because carbon, the carbon musaf itself, could be brought immediately after the carbon tamid, and tefilas musaf would lend itself to be davened immediately with boker. So when it says kol hayom, it means boker, and the reason why the musaf can be davened boker is because the carbon musaf could be brought right after the akrovas atomic shel shachar, and therefore tefilas musaf, which corresponds to musaf, to the carbon itself, is a sort of a replacement, so you could begin with boker. And now we understand why musaf was left for the last in the Mishnah, even though its zman begins in boker, and it could have been at least placed before tefilas mincha. And the answer is because tefilas mincha was placed first because of tedira kol hayom, and this is the discussion of Tosfos Divrei Maskil Tefilas, and that's why the Tana was makdim tefilas mincha to musaf. Now, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, he says the zman of musaf is until the end of the seventh hour. He also agrees that the earliest time for carbon musaf is mitchilas hayom, from the beginning of the day. And Tosfos later on explains that we don't have in our Mishnah the girsa that has Rabbi Yehuda. That's only a brisa. Rabbi did not include Rabbi Yehuda's shita in our Mishnah because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. In any event, the hours at the end of the zman of musaf are what we call shaos zmanios, as we discussed before. We talked about Rabbi Yehuda linyan sov zman tefilas shachris. Now the machlokes between our chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah is as far as zman tefilas shachris is concerned. Now, where do I get this from? The Gemara is now going to analyze the Mishnah that the zman for tefilas shachris is ad chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shos, and the machlokis is about the zman of tefilas shachris. According to Chachomim, ad chatzos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba shos. So the Gemara is going to ask the following kasha. Ureminu, we have a brisa that says mitzvosa shall kriyat shma lekrosim hanetz hachama, which means right before hanetz, kidei sheyismok geula letfila. The bracha following kriyat shma of Gol Yisrael would be recited right before and attached to the tefila, the Shmon Esrei that he recites right afterwards. Nimtza mispalel Bayom. Hanetz Hachama is certainly Yom, and the Zman of Tefilas Shachris is Hanetz Hachama, but not later. Now, if that be the case, then when it says Mitzvasa im Hanetz Hachama, and Shachris is now going to be Davin right after, or exactly at Hanetz, then Nimtza Mispalel Bayom, which makes a lot of sense, that he should daven bayom. But bayom means im hanetz hachama. So why do we say in our Mishnah that it is mana kol hayom? So the Gemara answers, ki tanya hi, that brisa that speaks about the zman of kriyat shma as hanetz hachama, that's only for vasikin, those who want to do the mitzvahs as early and as enthusiastically as they can. They're mamish looking for opportunities to do mitzvahs. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin hayu gomrin osa im hanetz hachama, that the Vasikin would complete kriyat shma and synchronize that with hanetz hachama so that they could be somek gula tefila. And the time for tefillah is im netz hachama. Now, our Mishnah, on the other hand, is talking about other people who are not in the gedder of vasikin, and they daven much later. And how late will they daven? And the answer is until the end of Boker, which means until Chatzos Hayom. So our mission is not addressing the Vasikin, and therefore these are people who daven a little bit later, and they could daven up to Chatzos, but not beyond. V'kuli Alma, and Eliezer wants to know about all these other people who are not Vasikin, and they're allowed to daven ad Chatzos v'sulo. Are you telling me that the latest time for Shacharis would be Chatzos, but not beyond Chatzos? Amar Rav Mori Bered Rav Huna Bered Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Tov Elo Hispir Arvis Mispal Shacharis Shtayim. This is the sugya of Tfilas Tashlumin, a make-up tefillah. So if he did not daven Arvis, then Shacharis he recites two tefillos. One is the tefillah Shacharis, and the other is Tashlumin for Tfilas Arvis. And the same din applies if he made a mistake and he did not daven Shacharis, is Mispal Mincha Shtayim. He can daven Tfilas HaShachar at the time of Tfilas Mincha, after Chatzos. And therefore the question is, why does that Mishnah say Efshel Ispal Rak only until Chatzos? Here it says that Efshel Ispalel even beyond Chatzos. So let's go over the two cases of Rabbi Yochanan of Tos. First is a case where he didn't daven Ma'ariv, so he's going to miss Pal Shacharis Shtayim. But we're more interested in the second case, Shacharis. He skipped Shacharis, miss Pal B'mincha Shtayim. So it seems that he could fulfill the obligation of Tfilas Mincha even at the time of Tfilas Shacharis, even at the time of Tfilas Mincha after Chatzos. And yet our Mishnah says that the cutoff point, the latest time for Shacharis, is Ad Chatzos. And the Gemara answers, Kuli Yoma Matzli V'Ozli. In truth, he can be mispal time endlessly throughout the day. When our Mishnah says that he can only daven until Chatzos, that means if he wants to get Schar Tfila Bizmano, Hainu Mishum Di Ad Chatzos Yovile Schar Tfila Bizmano, Vilu Mikan Vielech Schar Tfila Yovile Schar Tfila Bizmano Lo Yovile. One can daven the entire day, and he'll get schar for davening, but he won't get schar for tefila bizmana, because there's another obligation which is called a chovas tefila bizmana. So the Mishnah is establishing that the latest time for schar mitzvah bizmana is Chatzos. Afterwards, he gets schar tefila, because tefila is meaningful at any time. But schar tefila bizmana lo yovile, but he will not achieve the schar of mitzvah of tefila bizmana. So we have two dinim in tefila. We have tefila bizmana, and then we have tefila of kol hayom. Iboilehu, the Gemara records the following suffix, tov lo ispalel mincha. Until now we've been discussing a mistake by not davening Ma'ariv, a mistake by not davening Shacharis. But what if he made a mistake and he didn't daven Mincha? Is Maushis Palel Arvishtayim? Would we have a din of Tashlumin in which Ma'ariv he will daven as a Tfilas Chovas Ma'ariv, and then afterwards he has an obligation set up a tefillas tashlumin for mincha because he forgot mincha, and he's going to be davening a tefillas mincha b'toras tashlumin in the night time after he davens his tefillas chova, which is arvis? So this is really this is really remarkable because you're going from one day to the next day. In the case of forgetting Arvis or Shachris, we remain within the same day. When we get to Mincha, it's a little bit more complicated because the idea of Tefillas Tashlumin means that you could be mashlim a tefillah that was yesterday's tefillah. So what's obviously unique about the case where he omitted Mincha is that his Tefillas Tashlumin will be on a different day. That's not the same as Tovelo Ispal Arvis Mispal Shachris Shtayim, because the tefillas tashlumin for Arvis is on the same day. Or, for example, if he forgot Shachris and he's davening Mincha time, a tefillas tashlumin, it's all on the same day. So that's the Gemara says, Imtim Tzalomer, you could argue that Tovelo Ispal Arvis Mispal Shachris Shtayim is Chad Yomahu, Mishum de Chad Yomahu. And the reason for that is the Torah says Vayera Vayivoki Yom Echad. So the Laila initiates the day in Halacha. But Hacha, here in the case of Tov Lo Ispal Mincha, and Arvis belongs to the next day, is Tefillah Mokum Karbonu, became the Over Yoma Batol Karbono. Now that the day has passed, the Karbon is Batol. You can't bring yesterday's carbon today. And since tefillah is keneged, it corresponds to carbon, and just like you cannot bring yesterday's carbon today, you cannot be mispal yesterday's tefillah today. And that's the principle of Avar Yomo Batal Carbon. Oh, Dilma, what's the other side in our Sofei? Came into Tzilusa Rachmehi, that tefillah is Bakoshas Rachamim, is called Amos the Boy Matzli Viozil. Now, how far are you going to go with this? When it says Kol Amos, whenever he has to daven, and whenever he wants to daven, he could daven, well, are you going to say he could daven on Tuesday for Sunday, or anything of that sort? But the answer is that because Tefillah Rachmaninu, therefore they were Mekil and they allowed a Tefillah Tashlumin from one day to the previous day, to be Mashlim for the previous day. So you could be Mashlim Mincha at Ma'ariv time. What do we say? No. That it's over Zman Abata Korbono, just like the Korbon could not be brought today for yesterday, so too Tefillah cannot be a Tashlumin to replace yesterday's Tefillah, yesterday's Chovah. So what's the final solution to this suffix? Tashma, let's derive it from the Omar, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Tavolo, Ispal, Mincha, Ispal, Arvishtayim, V'ein Bozem Mishum, Avar Zmano, Batel Karbono. So since Tefillah is Bakashas Rachmim, as we said before, therefore, he can be mashlim his tefillah even after Avar Zmano and even after Avar Yomo. And it's a different day, but yet he can be mashlim. And that's called Tashlum. And we don't apply the principle of Avar Zmano Batal Karbono or Avar Yomo Batal Karbono. And all this is in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara now asks a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if he made a mistake and he wants to be mashlim, that he could be mashlim tefilas mincha with a tashlumin of ma'ariv, the next day's ma'ariv. Meisve, the Gemara asks Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa. The Braisa opens up with the pasuk at the beginning of Koheles. It says, "Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesaron v'chesron lo yuchal limonos," and the Braisa says, "Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon ze shebitel kriyat shmashal arvis u kriyat shmashal shachris O tefila shel arvis, o tefila shel shachris, v'cheshon liyuchal imanos, zeshe nimnu chaverov lidvar mitzvah v'lo nimna imohem. In other words, it's too late for him to attach himself to the group. The mitzvah was already implemented, and he cannot be a nitfal. They already did the mitzvah is complete, it was done, and there's no room for him to be counted amongst them, to be integrated into their group. Is lo yochal li monosi moem, he cannot be counted with them. And the Brisa says that if someone was mevatel one tefillah, he's begeder mavas lo yochal liskon. Now this becomes a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because im lo is palel achas mea tefillot yesh atakar v'yochal ashlim l'achar mikan. So we see clearly, and this is the Gemara's kasha from this price on Rabbi Yochanan is not limited to the case of Tovlos Pal Mincha, with the long discussion that we had about Tfilas Tashlumin on another day for the previous day's Tfilah, but rather it's on the general concept of Tashlumin. In all the cases, let's say he forgot Shacharis, he forgot Mincha, he forgot Mairiv, this price says quite clearly that when it says Mu'uvas Lo Yuchal Ziskon, which means something that was twisted and he cannot fix it back, it's referring to this case of a person who forgot his tefillah. If he got his tefillah, that's it, farfalin, it's lost, it's a mu'uvas lo yuchal liskan. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hochma yaskinon, shebitel b'meizid. In other words, everything that we've been discussing until now in Tov Lo Espalel is a person who mistakenly forgot to daven for whatever reason. So you can be mashlim it later on. But although that's true in the case of Shogeg, that somebody made a mistake in calculation or trying to evaluate what time it is and so on, and he forgot to daven, he was vatal tefillah, but it was b'shogeg. Now we're talking about a case of bitel b'mezid, and that's what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that therefore we learn that ein lo takana, because he was mevatel b'mezid. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case of Misha Tov Lo Espal, he's a shogeg, v'lchein, therefore yochal ashlimo liachar mikan. Rav Ashi wants to prove Rabbi Yochanan, support him from the mashmos of the Braisa. Omer Rav Ashi, deka nami. We can read this into the Braisa. It says the Ketani Bitel, right, the Braisa's language was Misha Bitel Kriyat Shema below Ketani Ta'a. It seems that we're talking about a person who is Mevatel B'mezid. Ishma Mina, the Gemara says that therefore we can leave it as Lamaskana, as Al-Chacha from this Braisa, that the Braisa is talking about a case of someone who wants to Misha Bitel Tefila B'mezid Velo Sheshacha. So Rav Ashi wants to be medayik in this price to support Rabbi Yochanan. The price he used the word bitel. It does not use the word ta. Right, let's go back to the price that was brought by Rav Huna, so forth and so on. And there we said that tefillah is bakoshes rachamim, and he can be mashlim his tefillah even after the zman is over, and even when we go into the next day. The Braisa uses the word bitel, and the implication of bitel, says Rabbi Yitzchak, the name Rabbi Yochanan, is bitel b'mezid. And that's where the Braisa says, ein lo takana, we're not going to give you a second chance if you deliberately violated this requirement of Zman. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, is talking about a case of someone who made a mistake and he didn't daven, and now he wants to know if he could daven in place of the tefillah that he wanted to be mispal, but he wasn't successful in doing so. And now Ravashi says, Dekonami Bito Velo Katoni Tosh, Mami, that we're talking in the Brice about a case of Mazid, not about a case of someone who forgot. Shmami Noah, and this would support Rabbi Yochanan. So Mirz Hashem, the next year, we'll take a look at Chavav Amid Beis.